Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I have a special treat for you today. I am here with my good friend, Christine Satterfield, and I will tell you about how we met soon. But her blog, she actually has a couple of them. She has idreamofclean.net and springcleaning365.com. So first, Christine, before we talk about how you and I met, I would love for you to tell the story about how did you start I Dream of Clean?
Well, shortly after I had my first son, I decided to leave my corporate job, and I was home alone in this tiny little loft and with a new baby, and I really didn't know what to do. I should have been sleeping, probably. But my husband, a few months earlier, before we had a child, started a blog with just our names. And he said, oh, you should update our blog. And I'm just not one to, you know, put a lot of my personal life out there and put photos of my child. Nothing's wrong with that. You know, I love it when other people do it. It's just in my mind, for some reason, I thought, nobody wants to see pictures of my baby and hear about what I'm doing all day long, because all I was doing was changing diapers and trying to take a nap and cleaning up and, you know. And so I never really got into that blog, but it was through that blog that I found out about a blogging conference that was happening in Nashville, where I lived. And it was BLISDM. It's no longer a conference, but kind of on a whim, I signed up for a contest and I won it. I won the ticket to the blogging conference. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to make this happen no matter what. And I went and I realized all of these women are there blogging and being moms and working jobs. They were just, it seemed like they were doing it all. And I thought, okay, maybe this can be my new job. When I was working, I loved it. As soon as I walked in the doors in the morning, I just, my energy went up and I was ready to work. I loved, loved, loved working. And so it's just kind of in me. And so I couldn't just stay home. I mean, I should have been able to do that, but for whatever reason, I just wanted to do something else. I wanted to be a mom and do something else. And so I was running on the treadmill shortly after that conference, and I was just kind of brainstorming names and ideas in my mind. And I think it was during that time that we were in this little bitty loft in downtown Nashville, and the housing market had kind of tanked at that point, and we were trying to sell our loft. And so constantly people were coming to look at our loft. And so I felt like all I was doing was trying to keep this little bitty space super clean and show ready for someone to walk in at a moment's notice, because that's what they did. They came in unannounced almost, because they're like, oh, we're in the building looking at some other units. Can we stop by your unit and see it? And so I was just constantly cleaning. And so I thought, all right, well, I dream of clean. I mean, it's not super clean. I mean, it is, because I'm constantly having to do it, but there's got to be an easier way. Like, I wish it was clean all the time. And so it just kind of hit. I ran it by my husband and he loved the idea. He is a naturally organized clean person, naturally, and I am naturally messy and disorganized, but because we've you know, lived together for so long, been married for so long, I've just kind of picked up some of his habits, and I've come to the other side. You know, I kind of realized that, you know, when things are in order at home, when your physical possessions are in order, it just makes life a little easier for the most part. So that's how it started.
So it was quickly after that. What year did you start your blog?
Oh, I don't know. 2010, I believe.
Okay, so you started before me. Well, I started Warrior Mama in 2010, and then that blog no longer exists. And I started Organized 365 January 1st, 2012. Mm-hmm. But I was doing Organized 365 when somehow you found me. I have no idea how you found me. I don't think you know how you found me either.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So you contacted me because you were going to give away a washer and a dryer as part of a spring cleaning challenge. And I think this was in like 2012.
So that blog for me had only been alive for like 3 months. I don't even know how you found me, but I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, Christine's giving away a washer and dryer and she found me and this blogging thing is going to work. And so we've known each other a long time. We've gone to a couple of different conferences together and now we are both here in Cincinnati. You've come up to Cincinnati for the P&G Insider Influence blogger thing that we're doing, which is super fun. So we just had a great dinner. Thank you, P&G. And we are going to be learning more about Bounty tomorrow. And it is almost spring cleaning time as we're recording this. This will go live in a couple of weeks. And you started a second site, which is the one I want to talk about today, which is called Spring Cleaning 365. So we know where I Dream of Clean came from. Where did Spring Cleaning 365 come from?
Well, I started it kind of on a whim because that's how I do things. At that time, I Dream of Clean was more, it was all how-to posts, how to do XYZ. And those are useful posts, but I wanted, you know, at that point in time, I had probably been blogging 3 years at that point. And I just knew that after talking to a lot of people, after, you know, digging and researching this topic for so long and living life myself, there had to be a different way. I don't want to just know how to clean granite countertops. I want to know how to keep my kitchen clean. How do I keep it from overtaking my life? And so I just thought, you know what? One task every day, all year, will keep your house reasonably clean. Of course, you need to have some good habits along the way. And you know, there are certain things you need to do every single day. But if you want a deep clean, like spring clean, just do one little thing every day and it just makes it easier. And so I don't know, all of a sudden I just had an idea and I thought, okay, it's January 1st, I'm going to start it. And I probably started it on January 1st. It may have been December 31st. But yeah, that's how it started, just kind of on a whim.
Okay, and I also wanted to mention that you and I are in different stages of life. So my kids are 14 and a half and 16 and I am clearly in the survival phase. And your kids are younger and you are in the accumulation phase. So explain a little bit about like what your day is like and how old your kids are.
My kids are 6 and 4. They're both boys. And, you know, originally when you said I'm in the accumulation stage, I was like, no, I am not. But because my husband and I moved from our 740 square foot loft to a house, what do? You automatically accumulate things. You know, we had an extra bedroom. We had 2 extra bedrooms, actually, from that time. We had a living room. We had rooms that we didn't have before. Yeah. So we needed to furnish those. Or at least that's what you're supposed to do, right? And what was the question?
Just that's it.
just our different life stages. Yeah, so we are accumulating in some regard because kids are constantly, you know, we're constantly having to get new things for the kids. But like I told you earlier, I'm in the simplification stage. Yes. I am constantly thinking about how to simplify life and how to simplify our possessions. And it's because of that. It's because we're in the accumulation stage. It's because new things are always coming into our house that I realized we have to continually be getting rid of stuff also.
Yeah. So that's something that you and I, we talk on a weekly basis about our business. And it's just awesome to have somebody that you can really talk to that is doing the same thing you're doing. And so I love talking with Christine because we both are growing our businesses, our blogs, and we really have the heart of how do we help the homeowner simplify and declutter and keep the areas clean. Like, it's not going to happen by magic. We could dream of clean, but we actually have to do the clean. And I've mentioned many times on the blog that I am not as into cleaning as I am into organizing. So I was really surprised when Christine and I got to know each other better to find you're the same way. Like, you're much more into organizing than you are into cleaning also, but you've created this super awesome cleaning site. And I was like, yes, now I don't have to write all those posts. I could just link to Christine and you guys can find them there. But talk about, I know you and I have both talked about, and everybody on the podcast has heard my thoughts ad infinitum, but your thoughts about decluttering and simplification in general, like it has really been something that's been developing in you, this whole idea of living a simpler life and how to do simplification.
Mm-hmm. So you said you're more into organizing than cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
And you said I'm the same way, but I think you meant to say I'm more into simplification.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that was the lead into your question. Yeah, I just realized, I guess after dealing with my own stuff and changing sizes of houses and, you know, our family growing and possessions coming into our house, and then also talking constantly with readers who are in the same boat, I just realized that, like I said earlier, you know, as stuff comes into our house, we have to continually purge. And I'm a saver by nature. If you give me a gift or if I go buy something, I want to keep it forever. That's because I bought it for a reason, right? And if someone gave it to me, I'm sentimental. But I've changed my way of thinking a little bit. Something that's really helped me change my mindset about stuff is something about books. So I love to read. My husband and I both do. We read all of the time. But when you buy a book, I mean, now we buy digital books a lot, but when we buy a hardcover book, we buy it so we can read the contents. You know, we buy it for the information inside the book. We don't buy it so we can put it on a bookshelf. So that really helped my way of thinking. You know, when I buy something, I buy it for the use. I buy it to use it. And so once I've used it, I don't need it anymore.
Right.
Or I can let someone else use it. You know, I've learned a little bit about sharing communities. Have you heard of those?
No.
It's basically, I don't know if they're everywhere in the United States or even in the world, but you should Google it and look it up. But sometimes in your city, there's a sharing community,
okay,
which means it's a bunch of people who just share their stuff. So, you know, I might have one tree in my yard and I need a chainsaw for whatever reason to cut the tree down. You know, I don't need to go buy a whole chainsaw and keep it for the rest of my life for that one tree. So it's just, you know, I can go to this sharing community and somebody will let me borrow one and then bring it back. So I don't know, that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, so I think also when you and I started talking and you were mentioning these thoughts about simplification, and I'm having similar thoughts in my mind, and partly I thought it was just my stage of life, but partly I think that in general there seems to be this movement towards simplification and just, you know, like every single thing you have has to be cleaned and maintained and organized and put away, and like the less I have, the more organized my house stays. And so the other thing that you do, which I think is super cool, is you have a home organization life cycle. And you and I will be on the phone all the time, and then you'll just rattle off your life cycle. And so share with my readers, tell them what the life cycle is. I just think this is really going to make a lot of sense to them.
Well, I think it was because of our conversations that I really did mull this over in my head for a long time. You know, it's so easy. You know, a lot of people, they clean on the weekends. So their house looks amazing at the end of Saturday. And then, you know, life happens on Sunday. And then on Monday, everything is back to where it was. You know, things are all over the floor. The beds are unmade. The kitchen's a wreck. And it's because, I mean, unfortunately, owning a home means you have to maintain it. You know, you cut the grass, it grows, you have to cut it again. So it's kind of the same thing. But the home organization life cycle is basically a way of changing your mindset around the maintenance of your home. So you can jump in anywhere in the life cycle, but where I normally tell people to jump in is to clear their surfaces. So if you're about to clean a room, or if you're about to clean your entire house, just start with the surfaces. And I'm sure you may have done this. I certainly have done this. And I know a lot of my readers have done this. If a friend is about to come over or somebody's about to come over, what do? You clear the surfaces and you shove it all in the closet. And, you know, you just get the junk out of the way. And, of course, your closet is a disaster. Your cabinets are a disaster. You're just shoving everything in there. But your house looks neater and cleaner, and it feels better. It automatically feels more spacious. And so that's just the first step. And you can do this for your whole house, but if you're just cleaning room to room, you can do it for the one room. So clear the surfaces, and you don't have to shove it all in the closet. You can put things where they belong if you have more time. But after you do that, then you can start to implement some habits. So if we use the kitchen as an example, if you clear your counters, if you get all the dishes clean, you know, at least in the dishwasher, if you have a dishwasher, if there's nothing in the floor of your kitchen, it looks nice and neat. And so then you can start to develop some habits. So you can clean your kitchen every night is what I say. Basically, get everything in the dishwasher, wipe the counters down, and then in the morning or later that night, unload the dishwasher, put it back in the cabinets. So it's just a little habit that keeps your kitchen clean. So clear your surfaces, then implement habits, and then start to simplify and organize. And simplify and organize kind of go hand in hand, in my book at least, because I am all for organization, but organizing is so much easier when you have less stuff to organize. Because you can have a closet, you know, if you can imagine a closet full of buttons and they're all organized by color, you have to keep it organized. You know, it can become a disaster in a heartbeat. So simplification and organization go hand in hand. But basically, once you keep your kitchen clean on a regular basis, if we're still using that as an example, you can go through your cabinets little by little or all at once and just start to look at your stuff deliberately. Is it something you actually use? Mm-hmm. Or is it just shoved in the back and it's been shoved in the back since you moved in?
Yeah.
And then once you start to kind of streamline the contents in your kitchen, mm-hmm. then it's easier to organize. So I don't know if this is the case at your house, but in our house, we have a lot of plastic cups for whatever reason. We swore we would never have gobs and gobs of plastic cups, but for whatever reason, we have them now. It was after kids, you know, we're in the accumulation stage. And so because our cabinet is full of these plastic cups, they are not organized. They are disastrous. But if I just start getting rid of those, throw them away, have a yard sale, whatever, it's easier to keep organized. And then, so the next part of the life cycle is to be more productive, because it is so true. If you've, you know, ever gone on an organizing spree, all of a sudden life just feels better. You know where things are. You don't waste time looking for lost items because you know exactly where they are. I should have you come in my house and organize my house for me. Can we do that together? Yes. I'm going to invite you over.
I'll wear a GoPro cam.
Yes, we could do that. We could do that. And then I will be super productive. But no, it is true. It is true. Whenever things are in order and you know where they are, you're just more productive. And then the last part of the life cycle is to deep clean. And you can, again, you can jump in anywhere in the life cycle, but when you have more energy, when things are not covering every surface in your home, then you actually can deep clean.
Right.
You can spring clean. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it just keeps, and so you can cycle through as many times as you want. And each time you cycle through, it gets easier.
Yes.
Because once you've deep cleaned, well, clearing surfaces is not a big deal anymore. You know, you may have a surface that started to accumulate some items, but it's easy to correct that. And you just keep going on and on and on.
Okay, so as you were saying that, I was thinking that the Sunday basket follows that entire cycle. So I'm going to have you say each part of the cycle, and then I'll explain it in the Sunday basket. And my listeners know all about the Sunday basket, so this will really cement in their mind how they can use your system for everything. So step one is
clear surfaces.
Okay, so that's what you're doing in the Sunday basket. You're clearing your surfaces right into the Sunday basket.
Then implement habits.
Okay, so the habit is every single Sunday, you're going to go through this basket.
Simplify and organize.
Okay, and this is the part where you definitely do in the Sunday basket, the simple and organized. So you're going to empty the contents of the Sunday basket every single Sunday. And then by touching each piece of paper before you put it back in and saying, can this wait until next Sunday? You are simplifying by some of those things you will recycle, file, or get rid of or just decide I'm never going to do this project, so I'm going to get rid of it. So that's the simplifying part. And then I've been seeing the pictures of the Sunday baskets you guys are doing. So remember, you started with big laundry baskets, and then everybody's kind of finding what they want. Some people have a fold-in file. I have a Longaberger basket. Some people are using bags or all these different devices that you guys are using. And then you start to organize. You start to use slash pockets, or you find different colors. And then someone this week, when they were done, they went through and they labeled all of their slash pockets with labels. So you're starting to organize. So you're simplifying and organizing. Okay, the next step.
Increase productivity.
Definitely. The Sunday basket always increases my productivity, because at the end of that session, I then make a list of what needs to be done. And I get that list done so much faster during the week than if I was trying to do those things one at a time. But also, the Sunday basket improves your productivity because you're throwing the mail in there during the week. You have a place, you have a holding place for this. Mm-hmm. So it's not taking extra time. I mean, I think everybody who uses the Sunday basket would say it definitely increases productivity.
Yes. And then deep clean.
Okay, so deep clean for me, and this is something I haven't mentioned, so I think this is great with the Sunday basket too. So deep clean for me is that, you know, I can go through the Sunday basket really quick, or I could take a long time. And I would say every month to 6 weeks, I deep clean my Sunday basket. And when I deep clean my Sunday basket, that means I take everything out and I go through the Sunday basket. But I also have a folder I use for work. I have a binder I use for work. I have my email on my computer. Like, about every 4 to 6 weeks, I get this urge to just go through all of my stuff. So I go through the Sunday basket, but I also go through my work folder and I look at and touch all the papers I put in there and in my binder. And I'll run through my old texts or my emails and just really get a handle on, okay, what are my goals for my business and my family for the next 4 to 6 weeks? So that's kind of how you do the deep clean. And then does it just start over again?
Repeat.
Okay, so see, yes, that works really, really well. So the Sunday basket is using that cycle. Awesome, right? Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is this Spring Clean 365, because I'm just telling you, I even have, like, I think there are like 50 posts about cleaning on my blog, which crack me up. So basically, I think what I've done every single year is I'm like, oh, it's spring cleaning, I'm supposed to write about cleaning. And so I do. I'll do like a 7-week series or a 10-week series. And usually I do them on TV, because TV wants you to come on and do spring cleaning all the time. So they're on the blog, but they're really, I don't know, they're not great. And I love my 40-week challenge because it's so consistent. I know it works. I've done it 4 years in a row. Like, if you start at week one and you go all the way to week 40, you're going to get your house organized. Now, the first year, you're only going to get it like 20 to 30% organized. And the second year, you're going to get another 20 to 30%. And it's not really to the end of the third year where you're like, all right, there are a couple of things I haven't touched, like maybe photos. But other than that, this house is pretty much clean and organized. And that's what I love about Spring Clean 365 is, like, you've done the same thing for cleaning that I've done for organizing. And you even touch on organizing in Spring Cleaning 365. So could you give my listeners a feel for, like, if they did Spring Cleaning 365, like, what is a typical week? But I think it more goes like month by month, doesn't it? Kind of have like themes for the month.
I have 12 habits. So those are monthly habits. And I do try to make the habit line up with what we're going to work on for the month. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But at the time of this recording, we just finished, or we're wrapping up the kitchen. So the habit for the month is to clean your kitchen every night, just while you're working on the kitchen. But yeah, springcleaning365.com is a free service, and it's basically a cleaning schedule that I put together. And sometimes we repeat areas, and sometimes we don't. So the kitchen is the only month-long cleaning chore that we do, just because the kitchen is such a big, yeah, important area in our house. But I try to make everything fit into a week, a Monday through Friday week. So if we're cleaning the bathroom, basically what I do is just break it down into 5 different steps. And I give instructions on how I give, well, first of all, I give kind of the best tools that I have found to make the job easier. Because no one likes to clean the bathroom. I don't. So anything that makes it easier, I'm all for. So we just break down the gross, disgusting tasks into little bitty chunks that you can do just as the day progresses. It's not a big portion of your day. And then on Saturday, it's a catch-up day. And then on Sunday, I normally give a productivity tip, and we get ready for the week ahead. So that's the free version. But the downfall is that you're having to clean, well, you don't have to, but you're having to clean what I'm talking about on the blog. And so if I'm talking about the kids' bedroom and you don't have kids, then it's sort of a week lost for you. And so I just a few months ago launched Spring Cleaning 365 Plus, and I have gotten such great feedback because basically you can choose whatever room that you want to tackle at that time. And what's been so great about this is a lot of people have a problem area or a problem room. Now, what has kind of surprised me is that a lot of people, their master bedroom is their problem area, probably because nobody goes in there except for the homeowners. And so they just shove everything in their master bedroom if people are coming over, or maybe they have a treadmill and it's covered up with clothes, or just, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, a lot of times our personal areas are the last to go. Yeah. So you can repeat. So a lot of people choose the bedroom right off the bat because they are ready to tackle their problem area, and they repeat it more than once because, just like we said, there's a life cycle, you know, and you get comfortable with certain aspects of cleaning or certain aspects of simplification. And it just takes a while to process and make sure you cover it thoroughly. So Spring Cleaning 365 Plus is basically a choose your own cleaning adventure. And just one last thing, before the first step in almost every area is to declutter, sort of, or just start the simplification journey. And so a lot of people like the extra nudge to simplify their room.
Okay, and Spring Cleaning 365 Plus comes by email, right?
Yes, the entire process is in your email inbox. Springcleaning365.com, you can get those delivered by email, but what it is a link to the blog post.
So, okay, so I have the Mastermind community, and don't you guys even start saying we want to jump in and clean, organize a different area. I am hardly getting my mind wrapped around this group, like doing it, everybody doing the same week at the same time. Maybe with Christine's help, I will get to the point where you guys will have that with Organize 365, but not yet. So in my community for the Mastermind group, like if we are going to organize, like I can't remember what, I'm going to do food actually as a bonus for the Mastermind group instead of games. They're going to get food. And so what they get on Sunday is a printable that says, here are your tasks for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But I know based on how they're using the group, some people do their task every single day. But a lot of people, what they do is they just save it up. And on Saturday, they just plow through the whole list Monday through Saturday. You could do the same with yours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the plus version has that exact same thing, the printable. And so you can just print it off and go through it. But yeah, a lot of people save up.
Okay, so this is my big old shortcut, but you guys still get all of the awesomeness from Spring Cleaning 365. Is Christine is going to give you a very generous offer as the Organize 365 listeners for the Spring Cleaning Plus. Because what I'm finding in the Organize 365 Mastermind group is that the camaraderie, the printables, the private page that I've made, I have private video podcasts. Like I'm all in on this. I love it so much. But that printable, like to have a printable in your email each week and be able to put it in your Sunday basket or on your refrigerator or in your bathroom or wherever, it's just so much fun to check things off. Like, yes, I did that and I did that and I did that. And if there's something you don't want to do, just cross it off. Be like, oh yeah, well, I got a mulligan on that one. So but I just love to have it right there and to check it off. And like, I remember going to your site to learn how to clean my oven. You have this post on how to clean your oven, like that you can actually clean like the door of the oven. Let me just tell you, I never did it. But I read that post multiple times. I'm like, no way. Like you can clean in between those glass things. Like, okay, if you have something you don't know how to clean in your house, you should go to idreamofclean.net and Google it, because this girl has like cleaned everything. I just decided to hire a cleaning lady. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's totally fine. That increases your productivity.
Right. So you guys get more video podcasts if you're in the mastermind group, and podcasts if you're just listening to this, because I hired somebody to clean my house and I'm not going to write blog posts about it. But I do agree with you. Like, as people get more organized, then they want to clean. Like, I just went and I quoted one client. She's having her hip replaced, and she's calling us in advance because she's going to be off with her hip replaced. So she wants her whole house organized while, you know, she's anticipating she's just going to be up and about. I'm like, okay, well, what if you're not? She's like, doesn't matter. I'll lay here, organize my house. But she says, as soon as you're done, who's going to clean it? And of course, my good friend's going to come in and clean the house top to bottom. But she goes, nobody can come clean my house until somebody comes and organizes my house. So I think a lot of you are telling me you've been through the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge once, twice, some of you even three times. And you're to the point where maybe you spend the next however many months and you really want to do the deep cleaning. And I don't have that resource. So back to the discount. I rabbit trail, Christine. This is what I do on my podcast. We can't wait to see what you do on your podcast, by the way. So I'm laying it down now. Christine is going to have an amazing podcast, and you're going to have to look it up. And it's going to be called Certified Simplifier. Don't you love that name? I wish I had thought of that name. So you'll have to look at that in the iTunes store. Now, Christine, this is going live in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know when she's going to have her podcast. But you'll have to look for it. I'll tell you about it when she launches it, because it's going to be amazing. All about this simplification process that she has. So normally, Spring Cleaning 365 Plus is $15 a month or $79 for the year. But Christine is going to give it to you for $7 a month or $29.95. Another dollar. Maybe we should keep recording this longer. Okay, $29 for the year. Now, you'll be able to find this special deal on this page that I'm setting up on my blog. So you'll go to, get ready for this, organize365.com/springcleaning365. So it's organize365.com/springcleaning365, and all the details will be there. And Christine, if people would like to follow you and you don't have the podcast ready, where can they find you?
They can find me anywhere, I Dream of Clean or Spring Cleaning 365. That's my username on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everywhere.
And she's on all of those things. You know that I can pretty much only keep up with Facebook. But she's younger than me, and she's in the accumulation phase. So she's accumulating all these
social media.
Yeah, accumulating social media. So I would love to hear from you also. How did you like this interview? I have a lot of other friends that are in the blogging industry and do different versions of cleaning. And I love guiding you through the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge and all of my ramblings. But I would love to share with you some of the other people that I have met along this journey. So if you like this, go ahead and email me at lisa@organize365.com. Let me know what you like and what you'd like to hear in the future. And next week, we'll be back to a solo podcast. But with spring cleaning coming, I'd like you to have this resource so that you can get everything clean too. Have a great week. Are you ready to get your house organized? Come join the Organize 365 Mastermind community for daily organizational assignments, weekly printable checklists, and private Facebook groups. Check us out at www.organize365.com/mastermind.